Eberich Ayeze in full flow is a thrilling sight. It is everything that you want to see from a footballer, brimming with aggression, brimming with adventure. He, for me, is the perfect sort of footballer. He's an artist, a maestro, somebody who is totally and utterly unpredictable. He doesn't run as much as he glides. You feel like he could swim without ever splashing the water. And the way he beats a man, the way that he drops a shoulder, the way that he can leave you for dead, it is truly unbelievable. He is the perfect kind of footballer. He is everything that you want. Expressive, keen, rapid, marauding, skillful and graceful. I mean, even in a league where we have some of the most dominant and thrilling footballers that there are, some of the most dazzling talents currently play in the Premier League, Eberich Ayeze does feel on some level like a sort of jewel in the crown. He feels like somebody who is ready to be unleashed. It feels like it was a missed opportunity that England and Gareth Southgate didn't make more of his particular talents. And when you think about what Mikel Arteta needs in his team, it is hardly unsurprising that he is trying to trigger that £60 million release clause. I mean, just think about this from an Arsenal perspective. Think about where Arsenal's deficiency lies. Think about what Arsenal need to improve and think about what he would bring to that Arsenal team. I mean, everything that Arsenal need, I feel like Eberich Ayeze is the personification of. I mean, everybody is banging on about the fact that Arsenal need a striker, and obviously that is true. But if you are banging on about Arsenal needing a striker and ignoring Eze, I'm afraid you're completely missing the point. What Arsenal need is an elevation. They need options. They need more goals in the team. They need more craft. They need more poetry. And I honestly feel like this is there in abundance for them in Eberich Ayeze. He is the perfect signing. Obviously, they need a striker. But that doesn't mean that you ignore the rest of the team. That doesn't mean that you don't improve the team in other marked areas where they desperately need it. I mean, think about what he would bring to the Arsenal team. He would immediately give impetus to Martin Odegaard. He would immediately give competition to Martin Odegaard. Martin Odegaard would suddenly have to keep his standards sky high, because the second that they would slip, suddenly Eberich Ayeze is breathing down his neck and Martin Odegaard's form could rapidly improve. Imagine being in the team if you're Odegaard and you can hear Eberich Ayeze's hooves behind you looking at your place in the team. And I just think it would be such a suitable signing, because not only is Eze the kind of player that can play with Martin Odegaard, but he's also the kind of player that can play instead of Martin Odegaard. So he can help improve Martin Odegaard, or he can replace him. And if you analyse exactly where it went wrong for Arsenal last year, it wasn't against the big guns, was it? It was matches against supposedly lesser opposition. Matches against teams that Arsenal was supposed to spank. Against the big boys, Arsenal did well. I mean, they were unbeaten against Man City and Liverpool, weren't they? It was against the others. It was against the teams that everybody assumed that they would beat and beat easily. You know, they dropped points to the likes of, what, Fulham. They dropped points to the likes of Everton. Twice, in fact. They dropped points to the likes of Bournemouth. Twice, in fact. Crystal Palace obviously took points off Arsenal. Brentford obviously took points off Arsenal. I mean, West Ham United actually took points off Arsenal. So doesn't that prove that Arsenal's tonic is Eberich Ayeze? Arsenal desperately need Eberich Ayeze. I mean, Arsenal need more players who are capable of cleverly unpicking a lock. They need somebody who has that precision, that thoughtfulness, that unpredictable quality, that guile that can unlock a defence. Because basically last year you learned if you went to Arsenal and you were rugged and you were robust and you sat back and you hoped for the best, there was a fairly significant chance that you would get what you wanted out of the game. You know, if you went to play Arsenal, if you went to play an expansive game, if you went to go there in a swashbuckling cavalier style, they would probably beat you. And you certainly wouldn't beat them. It was very difficult to play against Arsenal if you made it a game. But if you sat back against Arsenal, they didn't really know how to break you down. They really struggled with ways of breaking you down. And Eberich Ayeze is the kind of intricate player is the perfect solution for these sorts of situations. You know, he is the kind of player that backs himself. He finds a way. He's happy to receive the ball in the tightest of circumstance because he knows that he has the ability to find a way. You know, he grew up in South London, playing in those cages of South London. He knows how to drop a shoulder. He knows how to find a yard. He knows how to find the key pass that isn't really on. And when you think about what he would bring to that Arsenal team, I honestly believe that it is the perfect signing for Arsenal. I mean, off the back of the season that he just had, he scored 14 goals, by the way. You know when people are saying, oh, does he do enough? He scored 14 goals. 14 goals and 11 assists from midfield for a Crystal Palace team. Like, he's 27 years old now. He is so ready. And I think that he has this sort of game-changing efficiency to his armoury. He is ready to compete at the very top. And basically, he had 25 goal involvements last year. I mean, who is that comparable to in the league? I mean, it would only Bukayo Saka did more at Arsenal. If Eberiche Eze, and it would be easier to do it at Arsenal, let's remember, it's easy to create and score goals for Arsenal than it is to create and score goals for Crystal Palace. And only Bukayo Saka outscored and out-contributed Eberiche Eze's tally. If Eberiche Eze contributed 25 goals, the only person at Arsenal that did more than that was Bukayo Saka. I mean, and when you think about the moments that he had, you know, the examples of creative brilliance, they were just there throughout the season. I mean, that goal that ultimately Mateta scored, didn't he? Mateta scored that goal against Tottenham. But the flick assist on the volley, it was just bewilderingly brilliant. He obviously won the FA Cup for his team against Manchester City. You think of the goal that he scored against Fulham as well when he thrashed at home. Absolutely walloped it. I mean, goals from outside of the box. He's a different quality kind of player for this. Goals from outside of the box. I mean, I think I saw a stat certainly midway through the season that only Cole Palmer scored more goals from outside the box than Eberiche Eze. So he gives Arsenal an option from there as well. But ultimately, the skill set that just makes him so brilliant and so easy on the eye and such a joy to watch, it's dribbling, isn't it? I mean, the way that he can navigate out of tricky positions, the way that he can like use his body and just be fluid in the moment, it's just a joy to behold. And when you think about what Arsenal lacked last year, like the only criticism that you can really give them was they lacked ingenuity. They lacked spontaneity. You know that spark, suddenly you scored. You have no right to score and you suddenly have. Suddenly you're not playing well, you're losing 1-0 at home and suddenly you've scored out of nothing. I mean, when Chelsea were dazzlingly good, we would be struggling, the game would be 0-0, nothing much would be happening, and suddenly Arjen Robben would get the ball and the game would be over. Arjen Robben would pick the ball up on the halfway line and he would go past Aaron Mokawena and he would score and that'd be it. And Damien Duff would do the same on the other side. You're struggling to get a goal at Old Trafford, Joe Cole with a back heel flick into the back of the net in front of the Stretford end. You need players like that. And I feel like Eberiche Eze, he is that more so than anyone else I can think of. Like genuinely, if you were to play a game, if we were to like play a game here, if you are an Arsenal fan watching this video and we were to play a game and I would say to you, name a signing that you would like. Pick any player that you would like to sign, realistically. So you can't say Florian Wirtz or anything like that. If I would say, just name a player. I honestly believe that most Arsenal fans would say, realistically, looking at this through the lens of reality, Eberiche Eze. Eberiche Eze, in terms of what he would bring to the team, in terms of having those magic moments that he himself knows that he's capable of, in terms of being that sort of player that plays with a smile on his face, in terms of being the kind of player that can unlock teams that turn up with only an interest in defending and blocking the space in front of the goal. I feel like he is just perfect. And he feels like a really good bloke as well because he's been through it. You know, it hasn't been smooth sailing for Eberiche Eze. He was actually released by Arsenal. He was released by Arsenal at 13. And I don't think he got picked up very easily. He ended up at QPR. And obviously, that went well for him. And then from there, he's never looked back. But he's had the arduous terrain of navigating the tricky life of a footballer. He hasn't had it easy. And that has added to his character now. It's why he's so intelligent. When you listen to him speak, he's so thoughtful and so measured. And, you know, he's a chess champion. You know, I don't know if he plays chess in the way that he plays football. Maybe he does, maybe he doesn't. But he is a chess champion. He recently won a tournament for 30 grand. You know, there were those pictures, weren't there, of him playing chess against Michael Olise. And I just think that he is such a good signing, not only because of what he would bring on the pitch, but because of the kind of man that he is, the kind of intelligence that would come from it. The fact that he has had his trials and tribulations and found life very difficult, being rejected by Millwall when he was a kid, being rejected by Reading when he was a kid, being rejected by Fulham when he was a kid, being released by Arsenal when he was a kid. That is all going to come together and help make him an icon. And I honestly believe that what we are on the precipice of seeing here with the 27-year-old Eberiche Eze is somebody who is destined to be a great of the game. I really do. Whether this happens at Arsenal or not isn't the point I'm making. But I think Eberiche Eze is ready to be an icon. a celebrity, but for the right reasons. Like, I actually saw on Saturday Night Live. I don't know if you saw this. On Saturday Night Live, there was a fellow wearing an Eberiche Eze shirt. Like, that is how it's going for him. He is becoming almost synonymous now with just being an icon. And he is ready for the next level. He is ready to compete at the top. He is ready to displace somebody like Odegaard or accentuate Martin Odegaard. He's ready to play in the Champions League. And do you know what? I just think he's such a good player because even when it's not going his way, even when he doesn't play well, like I remember a little while ago, Palace played West Ham. They won 2-0. And when I was listening to the commentary, I was driving home, I was listening to the commentary of the game. It was that Eberiche Eze hadn't done too much and he'd been a bit quiet and how's his form? You know, like the talking points on the radio. I was listening to TalkSport. The talking point on the radio was how good is Eberiche Eze? Is he capable? Is he going to be the man that we all thought he would be? And then I went home and I watched the game. I had it on the catch-up, the match of the day. He got an assist. So even when things aren't going his way, even when he isn't playing well, even when he isn't at his best, he is still contributing defining moments of a football match. And then you look at this from an Arsenal perspective, and I honestly can't think of anybody better for Arsenal to sign. Eberiche Eze is a better player than Gabriel Martinelli by a considerable distance. Eberiche Eze doesn't play the same sport as Leandro Trossard. I don't mean that with any disrespect to Trossard. I'm just using it as an example to demonstrate quite how brilliantly and highly I rate Eberiche Eze. And suddenly, if the Arsenal front line looked something like Bukayo Saka, Benjamin Sesko, and then Eberiche Eze, all of a sudden, the elevation in that front line, the capabilities in that front line, the tide totally rises. Because Bukayo Saka on the other wing is a better player for having like somebody like Eberiche Eze on this wing. They could link up, they could double up. Equally, it would stop defences doubling up on Saka. But when Arsenal have been playing recently, the way that we've said that you stop Arsenal, when Arsenal were playing in Europe in the finest competition against Real Madrid, it was all about can they get Saka back? They were so heavily reliant on Saka. With Saka, they had a chance of winning. Without Saka, they had no chance. And it was proved correct. You bring somebody like Eze into the team, and they aren't so reliant on him. I mean, I think it's an amazing signing. If Arsenal get this over the line for 60 million quid, I think it is. I mean, I doubt that Florian Wirtz's transfer can be matched. But this would be one of, if not the, signing of the summer. Premier League proven footballer who has just guided his team to an FA Cup, scoring the goal in the FA Cup final to win his team the game against Guardiola's Man City. Done the business for England. I mean, what more can you want? I just think this would be just an unreal signing for Arsenal. And I really hope it doesn't happen. I would love him in a Chelsea shirt, you know. Really would. But obviously that's not going to happen. So let me know your thoughts. Let me know your thoughts in the comments section below. Really interested to hear what you have to say. The second this video goes live, I will be in the chat to see what you all have to say about this potential transfer. An exciting one and perhaps a defining one for Arsenal Football Club. Really interested to hear what you have to say. Do me a favour. If you've enjoyed this video, if you've enjoyed the new style videos in the new studio, please give it a like. Please click subscribe. And I hope you have a wonderful day. In a bit.